The ban on institutional investors in single-family homes, for those of you who are not American, in the U.S., pre-Great Financial Crisis, institutional investors did not participate in the single-family market. So post the financial crisis, institutional investors hoovered up single-family homes. They continue to do it, and there's an unfair tax arbitrage there. You and I have a mortgage. We can deduct the mortgage amount. Institutional investors can deduct the borrowing amount, but they can also expense any repairs and depreciation. So we think that it is a good idea to have them out of the market. We are going to give guidance at some point to see what is a mom and pop that someone, maybe your parents for their retirement, have bought 5, 10, 12 homes. So we don't want to push the mom and pops out. We just want to push everyone else out. And what's important here, you will hear some misinformation that says, well, institutional investors are 1, 2, 3%. That is true. Having been in markets for 35 or 40 years, markets are made on the margin, and institutional investors are much higher in boomtown markets like Charlotte, like Atlanta, like Huntsville, Alabama. So they've done that.